Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the Cleveland Browns at the Houston Texans in another edition of Scout and Rot. Well, it is the Texans getting about a half a dozen points in this game against a Browns team that is 4-7. The Texans are more in the running for the first overall pick in the draft more than anything else. A worst-looking roster in the league. It's a Cleveland team that's trying to work their way back into getting Deshaun Watson back. And a run here, not necessarily a playoff run, but trying to see if they can at least stay in the race is what they're trying to do here. After watching Miami dismantle Houston, you could maybe make the case that Cleveland might do the same. If Deshaun Watson returns to the field, they can win comfortably in this game, running the football with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Think they take care of business here. Don't know what to make of Deshaun Watson's return, rust, a lot of things to look at here. But I don't think it's going to be a factor either way in this matchup. Look for the Browns to take care of business. Look, they need to win this to get to where you can at least make a run at 500 and build towards the future is what the Browns are trying to do. I think they get it done here, but I've got some further thoughts on this matchup over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of our 50% sale that we've got going on over there at Landry Football. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network where you can get all of our football shows. Want to hear what our Vegas insiders have to say about this game. So for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the Cleveland Browns at Houston Texans. Browns 7-point favorite. They opened at 6.5, and it's been at 7 pretty much all week. Total's at 47.5. 44.5, it opened Sunday night. It was 46 by the morning and quickly up to that 47.5 mark. Team totals, Browns 5-6 ATS, 2-2 on the road, 4-6-1. It's Houston's ATS record, a 2-3 mark at home. Browns have gone over 7 of their 11 with one push in there. Texans have played 7 of their 11 to the under. Series matchup, Houston 5 straight against the spread in Houston and 7 straight overall. Under has hit in 8 of the 11 last matchups for these two teams. Team totals, our team's trends, the Browns 0-4 ATS versus teams with losing records. They're 1-7 in their last 8 after straight up wins. They've seen the over hit in 6 of their last 8 games against AFC opponents. One push in that time frame. As for the Texans, under in 5 of their last 6 following a straight up loss, and they're 0-4 ATS in their last 4 at home, taking on teams with losing records. Of course, Deshaun Watson, the return to Houston. NFL schedule makers, they knew what they were doing when they set up this matchup. Injury-wise, Houston backup running back Rex Burkhart questionable with a concussion. Not sure how much impact on the game with that one. I'll say I'm on Houston plus a 7. Money is on Cleveland. The tickets are on Cleveland. Lovey was in Houston last year, head coach of the Texans, so he's familiar with Deshaun. I think Cleveland coming off that win last week, people were impressed, especially when you say it, Cleveland beating Tom Brady. Well, it probably sounds better than it actually is. 7 points, the Browns laying 7 points on the road. I got to go against that. I got to take Houston. Total does feel high, 47.5, especially for these offenses. Let's call it the fade to Deshaun Watson week. I'm on Houston plus a 7, and I'll take the under, the 47.5. I like that under anywhere. You can get it under the 47 number. You can find more NFL matchups, college conference championship week, NBA games, and more on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory in betting the Cleveland Browns and Houston Texans.